آموزش سریع مکالمه انگلیسی با متد نصرت. کلیه حقوق معنوی و مادی این اثر در سراسر جهان محفوظ است. درس 90.
Now that you have finished 89 lessons, we hope you're feeling much better about yourself than when you first started to learn English. In this lesson, we're going to say some things that you should answer and repeat. Then you can sit back and listen to a few conversations. Tell your son not to wake up the neighbors.
Don't wake up the neighbors.
Now tell your father that you want to travel to another country.
I want to travel to another country.
Ask if he can buy the ticket for you.
Can you buy the ticket for me?
How does he say that you can put the tickets on his credit card?
You can put the tickets on my credit card.
How does your father ask you if you can get him a cup of coffee with milk?
Can you get me a cup of coffee with milk?
Say that you don't have any milk.
We don't have any milk.
He wants you to get him a cup of tea then. How does he ask that?
Then can you get me a cup of tea? Can you get me a cup of tea then?
Say that we don't have tea either.
We don't have tea either.
Say that you'll ask the neighbors for some milk.
I'll ask the neighbors for some milk.
Now, after you come back, tell your father that you've looked around the neighborhood and asked everybody, but nobody had any milk. How does he tell you that there's a grocery store just around the corner?
There's a grocery store just around the corner.
Ask where the car is.
Where's the car?
How does he say that it's in the garage?
It's in the garage.
Say that you think one of the neighbors has borrowed the car.
I think one of the neighbors has borrowed the car.
Say that most of your neighbors aren't home.
Most of our neighbors aren't home.
Say that most of your neighbors travel a lot.
Most of our neighbors travel a lot.
Say that they spend a lot of time and money on traveling.
They spend a lot of time and money on traveling.
Say that you don't like to travel a lot.
I don't like to travel a lot.
Say that you don't like traveling a lot.
I don't like traveling a lot.
Tell him you have to fix your car before you all go on a trip.
I have to fix my car before we all go on a trip.
Say that you don't have a lot of money right now.
I don't have a lot of money right now.
Say that you have a lot of bills to pay.
I have a lot of bills to pay.
Say that you'd rather spend your money on a new house.
I'd rather spend my money on a new house.
Say that you'd like to get a car too.
I'd like to get a car too.
Say that insurance is expensive for new cars.
Insurance is expensive for new cars.
Tell him that you hope he has a lot of money.
I hope you have a lot of money.
Say that you've been working a lot.
I've been working a lot.
And that you think you should buy the car for yourself.
And I think I should buy the car for myself. I think I should buy myself a car.
Say that it's going to be at least $500 per month.
It's going to be at least $500 per month.
Say that you have more money than that.
I have more money than that.
Tell him yes, but he has to pay for other things too.
Yes, but you have to pay for other things too.
Ask him like what?
Like what?
Tell him he has to pay for his apartment.
You have to pay for your apartment.
And that he has to pay for other things like food.
And you have to pay for other things like food.
Say that you don't eat a lot.
I don't eat a lot.
Say that you don't spend most of your money on food.
I don't spend most of my money on food.
Say that food's important.
Food's important.
Say that you should eat enough food every day.
You should eat enough food every day.
Say that if he doesn't, then he'll feel tired.
If you don't, then you'll feel tired.
See how easy and beautiful English can be? Now listen to this conversation.
Shadi, this is day 90, and I'm happy I can speak English very well now.
I'm very happy for you. I've been doing the lessons for 30 days, and I'm on lesson 92. But I can't speak very well. You speak much better than I do.
You're on lesson 90 after only 30 days? That's not right. That's why you can't speak English very well. Didn't you know that you should only do one lesson a day and not more than one lesson in one day?
I didn't know that. The lessons were easy and I had a lot of time, and I did 3 lessons in one day.
But you must do only one lesson a day. You shouldn't just listen to the lessons. You should listen and repeat.
Oh, what should I do now?
You should go back to lesson 1 and do the lessons again. But this time, you should do it right.
What should I do then if I have a lot of time?
You should still do one lesson per day only.
But I already told you that the lessons were easy. I thought I didn't need to repeat them, and instead of doing what they told me to do, I did 3 lessons in a day and I finished 90 lessons in 30 days. I thought this was a great idea because I thought I could learn to speak much faster and sooner.
Look, remember this. Learning how to speak is different from learning how to write or read English.
Do you think that I could speak as well as you do after about 3 months?
I don't just think so. I know so. I'll see you in 90 days, and I hope you'll do better then.
Okay. I'll do just like you told me to.
That's great. See you in 90 days.
Listen to the same conversation again.
Shadi, this is day 90, and I'm happy I can speak English very well now.
I'm very happy for you. I've been doing the lessons for 30 days, and I'm on lesson 92. But I can't speak very well. You speak much better than I do.
You're on lesson 90 after only 30 days? That's not right. That's why you can't speak English very well. Didn't you know that you should only do one lesson a day and not more than one lesson in one day?
I didn't know that. The lessons were easy and I had a lot of time, and I did 3 lessons in one day.
But you must do only one lesson a day. You shouldn't just listen to the lessons. You should listen and repeat.
Oh, what should I do now?
You should go back to lesson 1 and do the lessons again. But this time, you should do it right.
What should I do then if I have a lot of time?
You should still do one lesson per day only.
But I already told you that the lessons were easy. I thought I didn't need to repeat them, and instead of doing what they told me to do, I did 3 lessons in a day and I finished 90 lessons in 30 days. I thought this was a great idea because I thought I could learn to speak much faster and sooner.
Look, remember this. Learning how to speak is different from learning how to write or read English.
Do you think that I could speak as well as you do after about 3 months?
I don't just think so. I know so. I'll see you in 90 days, and I hope you'll do better then.
Okay. I'll do just like you told me to.
That's great. See you in 90 days.
Now listen to this conversation.
Ozar, do you remember about 3 months ago? I mean just 90 days ago. When I couldn't speak English at all, I only knew a few words like hello, yes, no, and okay.
Yes, of course I remember. You wanted to maybe get a better job at a big company, or you were talking about going to another country like the US, England, Dubai, Sweden, or Canada.
Now I can look for a better job. I can travel to all the countries that I've been wanting to see for years.
Maybe we can go together. I would like to go traveling to different countries, talking to different people, and eating different foods. Listen to the same conversation again.
Ozar, do you remember about 3 months ago? I mean just 90 days ago. When I couldn't speak English at all, I only knew a few words like hello, Yes, no, and okay.
Yes, of course I remember. You wanted to maybe get a better job at a big company, or you were talking about going to another country, like the US, England, Dubai, Sweden, or Canada.
Now I can look for a better job. I can travel to all the countries that I've been wanting to see for years.
Maybe we can go together. I would like to go traveling to different countries, talking to different people, and eating different foods. Now listen to a different conversation.
I just wanted to tell you that I'm taking a trip to England for a few days.
That's great. I'm sure you'll have a good time there, but I thought we were going together.
Well, it's my first trip to a different country. I would rather go alone. I want to see if I can stay there without getting help from anybody.
Your English is much better now after these lessons. How long did it take you to learn to speak like this?
It took me only 3 months. But the key is to repeat everything. That's the most important thing.
That's very interesting. I want my mother and my father to listen to these lessons.
Okay, but remember, just listening isn't enough. You have to repeat everything. I have an uncle who bought the lessons too, but he just listened to them and he didn't repeat. Now, after a few months, he can't speak as well as I can.
What is he going to do now?
Well, he has to go back to the first lesson and start again. But this time he has to repeat if he wants to speak well.
Now listen to the conversation again.
I just wanted to tell you that I'm taking a trip to England for a few days.
That's great. I'm sure you'll have a good time there, but I thought we were going together.
Well, it's my first trip to a different country. I would rather go alone. I want to see if I can stay there without getting help from anybody.
Your English is much better now after these lessons. How long did it take you to learn to speak like this?
It took me only 3 months. But the key is to repeat everything. That's the most important thing.
That's very interesting. I want my mother and my father to listen to these lessons.
Okay, but remember, just listening isn't enough. You have to repeat everything. I have an uncle who bought the lessons too, but he just listened to them and he didn't repeat. Now, after a few months, he can't speak as well as I can.
What is he going to do now?
Well, he has to go back to the first lesson and start again, but this time he has to repeat if he wants to speak well.
Now listen to another conversation. Are you back from your trip?
Yes, I went to England for a few days and now I'm back.
How was your trip?
It was great. The most important thing was that I could speak English very well. I could understand what people said, and they could understand everything I said.
I told you these lessons would really help you. That's why I recommended them to you. Now you can speak English, and if you don't understand a few words, you can just ask somebody what they mean.
I'd really like to be better at English. What do you think I should do?
Well, you can watch movies. That always helps. You can watch a lot of TV and listen to the radio when you're in the car. But the most important thing is conversation. You have to start a conversation with anybody that speaks English. Listen to it again. Are you back from your trip?
Yes, I went to England for a few days and now I'm back.
How was your trip?
It was great. The most important thing was that I could speak English very well. I could understand what people said, and they could understand everything I said.
I told you these lessons would really help you. That's why I recommended them to you. Now you can speak English, and if you don't understand a few words, you can just ask somebody what they mean.
I'd really like to be better at English. What do you think I should do?
Well, you can watch movies. That always helps. You can watch a lot of TV and listen to the radio when you're in the car. But the most important thing is conversation. You have to start a conversation with anybody that speaks English. I'm sure you can understand all of these conversations. I hope you're happy with what you've learned. Let's listen to a few more conversations. This is a conversation at a mall where you're trying to return something that you've bought.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes. I just bought this jacket a few days ago, and I would like to return it.
I'm sorry, but you can't return this jacket.
Well, can I at least exchange it for a different size?
We don't have any other sizes, but you can exchange it for a different color.
Okay, that's fine. Let me get this jacket in black or blue.
Let me see if we have any. I'm sorry, we only have it in white.
Then I don't want this jacket. I paid a lot of money for it, and I want to have something that I like.
I understand, sir, but I can't do anything. I'm sorry.
I'm going to return this jacket, and I'm not taking no for an answer. Let me speak to your manager, please.
Okay, wait here, please.
How can I help you, sir?
Well, I just bought this jacket, and I paid a lot of money for it. I don't like the color, and the size is too small for me. I'd like to return it or exchange it with a different one.
All right, sir, I can help you with that. Do you see anything else you would like?
Not really. I'd rather return the jacket and get my money back.
Well, sir, I can't do that. But I would be happy to exchange it for anything else that you like.
Okay, then I'll exchange it for this shirt.
Very good, sir.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Now listen to this conversation at the doctor's office. How can I help you, sir?
I have an appointment at 2:00, and I want to see the doctor.
When did you make this appointment?
I made it about 3 weeks ago. I've had a headache for a month, but yesterday I had a fever, too. I have a cold. Can I take some medicine when I feel sick?
Well, I don't recommend that you take what you want. I think a doctor should tell you what to take. If you want, you can tell the doctor and he can write you a prescription.
That would be great. Thanks a lot.
Wait in this room. The doctor will be with you in a few minutes. Now listen to this other long and interesting conversation with your friend. Omid, I thought you wanted to buy a new house. Why are you still in your old house?
Well, I don't have a job anymore. We don't have a lot of money in our savings account, and I can't get a loan because I don't have a job.
Well, I'm sure you could get a loan. You can always get a loan, but you'd be paying a lot of interest. I thought you had some money from Iran.
I do, but I have to exchange them for American dollars, and I don't know the exchange rate.
That's easy. You just ask somebody at the bank. But I don't think they exchange American dollars for Iranian money at the bank.
Why not?
I don't know, but that's a good question. What kind of a house do you want to buy?
We want a house with at least 3 bedrooms, a big living room, and an office.
That should be easy to find. Why do you need an office?
Because I'm planning to work from home.
That's interesting. I want to work from home, too. My job is very far from home, and I have to pay a lot of money for my car payment, my car insurance, and gas. It would be great if I could work from home. What kind of work do you do from home?
I can't tell you right now, but if you want, I can give you a number to call, and they'll tell you everything on the phone.
Okay, thanks a lot. Are you still going to Vancouver for the weekend?
I'm not sure. Tickets are very expensive right now, but I really want to see my friend. I haven't seen him for a year. We used to be neighbors in Iran.
Well, I hope one day we all live in Iran with our families and relatives. Now you're with your friend at your place. Listen to this conversation. It's a little long, but don't worry, you only have to listen. Just try to understand as much as you can.
Jerry, can you get me a glass of water, please?
Water's in the kitchen. Help yourself.
But I have no idea where you put the glasses. I just need one glass.
Just look around. You'll find it.
Okay, now can we go to a coffee shop?
Let's go. I'm ready.
Do you have your keys?
Yes, I do. Turn off all the lights, the TV, and the radio, and turn on the answering machine, and let's go.
Where's your car?
It's in the garage.
But your car is usually outside behind your apartment.
I know, but it was raining, and I put it in the garage.
Do you know where we're going?
To the coffee shop, right?
No, I changed my mind. Let's go to the movies instead.
I don't like to go to the movies in the morning. Let's go at night.
Okay, then we can go to the zoo. It should be interesting.
The zoo is 2 hours from here. Are you sure you want to go there?
We don't have anything else to do.
We can go to the mall.
But we go to the mall all the time. I'm tired of going to the mall. And we never buy anything, we just look.
I know. And everything we buy, we have to return it or exchange it the next day. Let's do something different this time.
Like what?
Like going to the museum.
I haven't been to a museum for a few years. Okay, let's go. I just don't remember how to get there.
Don't worry, I'll take care of that. I have a map right here.
Does it tell you where the museum is?
It sure does. It shows you where everything is. There are a few museums we could go to.
I've been to the ones around here. Let's go to one in another city.
But I thought we didn't want to go too far from here.
That's because we didn't want to go to the zoo, but I wouldn't mind going to the museum if it's far.
Okay, then did you turn everything off?
Yes, I did, and I turned the answering machine on.
Good, because I'm waiting for a call from my brother and sister. They're planning to come here next weekend.
I thought your uncle was coming here next weekend.
Yes, well, the plans have changed.
I see.
The only thing is that they like to wake up really late, and they're going to miss most of the day. Can we take your car? Mine isn't working very well.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know. Sometimes a red light turns on, and then the car turns off.
That's not good. You should fix it.
I did. I fixed it. I thought they took care of everything, but they didn't. And now I don't have any money. I have a lot of bills to pay.
I know what you mean. It's like you never have enough money. Let's take my car.
I'll pay for the gas.
Don't worry about it. I'll take care of everything. Can we take the highway?
We can, but I don't know if it would be any faster than taking the streets. There's a lot of traffic on the highways right now.
But highways are always faster. Let's just take the highway, please.
Okay, can you drive a little faster, please? The museum is going to close soon.
I'm driving fast already. I can't drive any faster. Can you see that sign from here?
I can see it. But I can't read it. It's too far.
I hope it's Bundy, because that's our exit.
It is Bundy. Take it. Take the exit.
Here we go. There's the museum. Can you see it?
Yes, I can see it. I'm happy we're here on time.
Now listen to this conversation. Hi, Alvin. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Not bad. How's your wife?
She's doing well, thanks. I see your English is much better now.
Thanks. I remember a few months ago you couldn't speak English very well either.
Well, I understand you now. I've been doing some English lessons. Now I can speak and understand English a lot better.
Well, that's great. But I hope you understand that nobody knows all the English words. I think these lessons have helped you a lot, but you still have to study English.
How?
Well, if you can read English, a good thing would be to read easy books. If you'd rather watch TV or a movie, then that's great too. But remember that you can never learn enough English.
What kind of books should I read?
It doesn't matter. anything that's interesting to you, as long as it's in English and it's not very difficult.
I think I have a good understanding of how to put words together, but I'm sure I still don't know a lot of words.
How did you know about these lessons?
My best friend told me about them.
Well, my friend, it's never too late to learn new words. The best thing is that now you can understand a lot and you can take care of yourself instead of somebody else taking care of you.
That's right. Okay, now I want to go watch some TV and learn some more English.
Take care, but remember one thing. When you start watching TV or listening to the radio, it's not easy to understand everything. What you need to do is to get used to listening. First, it'll be very difficult, but little by little, you'll do great. Listen to the last conversation again. Hi, Alvin. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Not bad. How's your wife?
She's doing well, thanks. I see your English is much better now.
Thanks. I remember a few months ago you couldn't speak English very well either.
Well, I understand you now. I've been doing some English lessons. Now I can speak and understand English a lot better.
Well, that's great. But I hope you understand that nobody knows all the English words. I think these lessons have helped you a lot, but you still have to study English.
How?
Well, if you can read English, a good thing would be to read easy books. If you'd rather watch TV or a movie, then that's great too. But remember that you can never learn enough English.
What kind of books should I read?
It doesn't matter. Anything that's interesting to you, as long as it's in English and it's not very difficult.
I think I have a good understanding of how to put words together. But I'm sure I still don't know a lot of words.
How did you know about these lessons?
My best friend told me about them.
Well, my friend, it's never too late to learn new words. The best thing is that now you can understand a lot and you can take care of yourself instead of somebody else taking care of you.
That's right. Okay, now I want to go watch some TV and learn some more English.
Take care. But remember one thing. When you start watching TV or listening to the radio, it's not easy to understand everything. What you need to do is to get used to listening. First, it'll be very difficult, but little by little, you'll do great. You can buy the advanced lessons from Nosrat Institute later.